Fascination with the epic story of the supposedly unsinkable ocean liner has run high ever since she sank nearly 100 years ago. Recently, there was new proof that interest remains strong as the National Museum's Northern Ireland opened an exhibit on the history of the Titanic in Belfast at Washington, D.C.'s Union Station Rail Terminal. National Museum's Board of Trustees Chairwoman Margaret Elliott.
Tells a story that I think has touched the heart of people everywhere. Everyone knows a little about Titanic. I wonder if they know that it was actually built in Belfast.
The exhibit features video images and graphics to tell the story of Titanic's construction in a city which, says National Museum's Chief Executive Tim Cook, was once a global center of technological innovation and is striving to become so once again.
Now, almost 100 years later, Belfast has emerged from three decades of well-publicized conflict. Now, thankfully, in a consolidating post-conflict era, the real energy of the city and its people is shining through once more.
Images of Belfast today, as it emerges from its troubled history of sectarian conflict, illustrate its efforts to embrace new opportunities for business and tourism. Northern Ireland's Minister for Culture, Arts and Leisure, Edwin Poots, says plans are underway for Belfast to reclaim its industrial preeminence.
Well, obviously in Northern Ireland, investment was difficult to achieve over the period of the Troubles. So now that we have put the Troubles behind us, international community is invested in coming to visit Northern Ireland. It's investing in Northern Ireland. There's a potential for job creation and there's a potential for wealth creation, and international companies are clearly interested in doing that, and that is one of the benefits of moving out of a post-conflict situation.
One reconstruction project involves the creation of a Titanic Quarter in Belfast, a gateway development zone designed to attract international investment. Naming it after the great ship that was built nearby would seem to complete the journey of a ship that symbolized triumph, then tragedy, and now rebirth. For producer George Dwyer, Jim Bertel, VOA News.